The Conquest. The conquest of Almosh and Arpad's people in 1895 is one of the most significant and decisive events in the history of Hungary. This is when most of the Magyars, Hungarians, settled in the Carpathian Basin after they had left their previous settlement in Etakös. As many as 600,000 Magyars arrived first to the hilly areas of Transylvania and Transcarpathia through the southeastern, eastern, and northeastern passes of the Carpathian Mountains, then to the Great Hungarian Plain, and to the region bordered by the Danube and the Garam rivers in the north. Descendants of the Avar peoples living here, according to the ideology of the double conquest, they were another branch of Magyars, received Almosh and Arpad's people with a warm welcome. Although the decisive event of the conquest was in the fall of 895, the whole conquest cannot be described as a single or even a handful of events, but rather a lengthy process. In a wider sense, this conquest was a part of the migration of the equestrian people of the steppes, which reached from the inner Asian plains to the Vienna Basin. The Scythians, the Sarmatians, the Huns, the Alans, the Avars, the Magyars, the Pechenegs, and the Cumans took on this several thousand kilometer journey to reach and settle in the region surrounded by the Carpathian Mountains. Although these people did not share the same language and their homeland wasn't the same, they did all share the same Eurasian steppe culture.
The stag, the toro, the life tree, and the sun were just as essential motifs in the arts of the Scythians as they were in the arts of the Avars or the conquering Magyars.
Peoples living to the south and to the west of them oftentimes could even tell them apart. The mounted archers who pummeled their way through the plains, people who lived in yurts, the Scythians, the Sarmatians, was how chronicles depicted these people on horseback. Although several of these people built an empire to establish a home and state was a much more grandiose achievement, and only the Hungarians succeeded in doing so. Descendants of the conquering Magyars live in the Carpathian Basin even today, and they cherish their language, folk poetry, and sense of history. The Magyars, way before the conquest, were familiar with the passes and routes of the Carpathian Basin as well as its outlying areas. They fought against every possible foe, Bulgarians, Byzantines, Moravians, Eastern Franks, at least once, but also fought with them as allies. This means that the conquest was well prepared for. In 894, Arpad and Kushan, two Magyar leaders, made allies with two people, one with the Moravians against the Eastern Franks, and the other one was with Niketas Skleros, the envoy of Leo Wise Byzantine Emperor, 886 to 911, against the Bulgarians. In 894, Simeon, the monarch of the Bulgarians, annihilated the Byzantines at the Bulgaro-Figon castle built by the Greeks. The Magyar troops, under the leadership of Levente, Arpad's son, conquered Simeon so that the Bulgarians were forced to flee to the castles of Silistra and Madara. The speedy victory of the Magyars encouraged both the Byzantines and the Bulgarians to make peace. It is not entirely out of the question that the Bulgarians, with the help of the Byzantines, won over the Pechenegs against the Magyars. Making allies with the Bulgarians came in handy to the Pechenegs, since they were also pushed back from the east by the Uz people, which at the same time were attacked by the troops of Ismail ibn Ahmed, the monarch of Samanida. The folks of the Magyar settlements in Etelkös, in the absence of the two armies, had no other choice than to flee to Erdő Elve through the southeastern, eastern, and northeastern passes of the Carpathian Mountains. From here, along the Maros and Samos rivers, they advanced and occupied areas up to the border within the Danube-Garam river basins without major opposition. The folks of Etelkös could not suffer any major defeat. In the cemeteries of the Carpathian Basin, the number of male tombs is more or less the same as those of females. Surprisingly, they also looked alike in style and material. The fact is that if the Pechenegs attack had caused them significant losses, the Magyars, in the next nearly 70 years, could not have led continuous military operations, oftentimes to faraway lands. Among the well-known 47 military operations, 38 were led to the west and 9 to the south by the Magyars. Also, among these operations, even the defeats were not suffered in the homeland. On their own land, practically up to 1030, till the ill-fated operation of Konrad, the German Roman Emperor, the Magyars in the Carpathian Basin were never under attack. This meant over 100 years of peace, under which there were perfect opportunities to prepare for the establishment of a state. The conquering Magyars occupied areas beyond the Danube River after their 899 Italian operation. After the victory at Brenta, the Magyars returned to Pannonia as to their own homeland, noted period sources. And the Bavarians established Ennsburg on the Enns riverbank that served as a natural border protection to their land.